On Venus, a single day lasts longer than an entire year. That is not a typo. Venus rotates so slowly on its axis that one full spin takes about 243 Earth days. But Venus completes its orbit around the Sun in only about 225 Earth days. That means, Richard, if you lived on Venus, your birthday would arrive before you ever saw a single sunrise. The solar system contains the Sun, 8 planets, 5 officially recognized dwarf planets, hundreds of moons, and thousands of asteroids and comets. And yet somehow, the planet second from the Sun managed to make time itself feel broken. Now, the key idea here is that our gut instincts about space are almost always wrong. Think of how you picture a planet. It spins, it orbits, the day is shorter than the year. That feels like a rule. It is not a rule. It is just what Earth does. The 4 inner planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, are all rocky worlds with solid surfaces, but they each play by wildly different clocks. Mercury completes an entire orbit around the Sun in about 88 Earth days. Earth takes about 365. And Pluto, reclassified as a dwarf planet in 2006, takes about 248 Earth years to finish one lap. The solar system is not running on one schedule. It is running on 8 completely different ones, plus dozens more for the dwarf planets. Size is just as disorienting as time, Richard. For example, most people assume the Moon is enormous compared to anything on Earth's surface. It is not. Australia stretches roughly 4,000 kilometers from east to west. The Moon's diameter is about 3,474 kilometers. That means a single continent on Earth is physically wider than our nearest neighbor in space. That should feel wrong. It does not stop being true. And then consider neutron stars, the collapsed cores of massive stars. A teaspoon of neutron star material would weigh in the range of 10 million tons, not the star itself. A teaspoon. The universe builds things at scales that have no human equivalent, and our brains were simply never trained to handle them. The solar system's structure adds another layer of strangeness. The Sun holds more than 99% of the total mass of the entire solar system. Everything else, every planet, moon, asteroid, comet, and ring system, shares less than 1%. Jupiter and Saturn are gas giants. Uranus and Neptune are ice giants. Mercury and Venus have no moons at all. Earth has one, Mars has two. The 4 giant planets each have ring systems. Planetary orbits are ellipses, not perfect circles. And the whole solar system, Sun, planets, everything, orbits the center of the Milky Way, completing one galactic loop in about 230 million years. That means the last time Earth was in this exact position in the galaxy, dinosaurs had not yet appeared. The takeaway, Richard, is this. The solar system is not weird because scientists made a mistake. It is weird because common sense is built from human experience, and human experience is a tiny, slow, Earth-sized sample of reality. Remember that on Venus, a day outlasts a year. That single fact is a clean signal that your intuitions about time and scale need a reset. The universe does not consult your expectations before arranging itself. Once you accept that, every strange fact stops feeling like a trick and starts feeling like a clue. A clue that reality is far larger, far stranger, and far more interesting than anything your gut would have predicted.